Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. So great to be back and better than ever. I hope you're having an amazing day and checked out the podcast yesterday. My man Alex, live from Las Vegas. We did that. I'll give you some of the background on that podcast. You may be wondering, hey, who's this guy, Alex, and what's he doing showing up on Sam's podcast, and what's all this stuff about bariatric surgery? Well, that is just an everyday person going for their dream. Alex was with a bunch of us in the room, and we were learning about messaging and marketing and a lot of mindset. My buddy Mark Usick brought the house down with his A game. Mark's a master mindset individual, really mind over mindset, and a transformational coach. So between the two of us, the entire weekend was spent. We spilt the goods, though, didn't we? Was spent really investing into everybody that attended and allowing them, giving them permission to play bigger. Permission to play big. So, hey, let's dive right into reality. No need to sugarcoat it. We got the coronavirus. I got back from Vegas. I got a big old dose of that TV stuff because I really was unplugged from TV and all that stuff. For the 3 days I was out there, came back, and I live in Ohio, so schools are closed for the next few weeks at least. Grocery stores are jam-packed. Food shelves are getting emptier. It's sobering, man. I mean, you walk in there. Let's not sit around and pretend like none of this is actually happening, but let's also try to compartmentalize it and put it where it needs to be put in its place and how that affects you and impacts you. So let me just share with you what I'm doing, what our family's doing, and why, you know, I don't want to sound, again, I don't want to sound like an idiot, but why I'm pretty excited for the next 90 days. And I'll share with you why. And I guess the main reason why is we've been through our share of adversity inside the Crowley family 5 years ago when our daughter was born, and we had to put our head down. And yeah, we were buying gloves and gloves of sanitizer, and, you know, we were washing our hands every 5 minutes. That was before it became fashionable to do that stuff. But on a serious note, I really learned what it was like at that point in time to have to, focus like a rifle. You've heard the analogy between a rifle and a shotgun. You know, a shotgun has, you know, shell, the BBs all inside of a shell, and they spray everywhere when it's shot, and some might hit the target and some might go off the target. But a rifle, you gotta literally laser that thing in, man, with a scope, and you get one shot. You know, you get one bullet, one shot. And I had that rifle mentality back 5 years ago when Susan was born, because I had to focus on a lot of things. The first important thing was trying to make sure that our daughter lived, you know, just made it to another day. Now, I wasn't worried about a month or 2 months or 3 months down the road. I was really worried about 12 hours at a time. And sometimes even less than that. I mean, I talk about the 196 of a day principle. There's 96 15-minute increments in every single day. Sometimes I implemented that 196 of a day principle during that period just to try to get from noon to 12:15, from 12:15 to 12:30. So when you look at what you do now, maybe you have an opportunity. Maybe you were working outside the home and you've been relegated now to working from home while this passes, you know. And what can you do? Well, how do you focus? Well, you focus, maybe you got to start with just 15 minutes at a time. 15 minutes, for example, is enough for me to record this podcast, edit it, and get it onto iTunes and all the other platforms that it plays on so you can listen to it. 15 minutes is about how long it takes me to start crafting an email. I'll write an email on a separate document, like I'll open up Google Docs or text edit, something like that, and I'll just start writing. And then I don't ever open up the email editor like I use Infusionsoft, for example. If you're on my email list, I don't open up Infusionsoft and start writing an email. I'll open up a separate doc, whether it's Word doc, Pages, Google Docs, something like that. And when I'm done writing the email, or when I'm 90% done, at least I'm done enough, I'll copy and I'll paste that into the email editor. Well, just the writing of that email takes 15 to 20 minutes or so. Because I've never sent the same email twice. I've never in 15 years have sent the same email twice. I've never made the same post on social media twice. And it's not that I'm looking for an award like, ooh, most creative online marketer goes to Sam Crowley. Sam, come on up and get your award for never posting the same content twice. No, that's not it. It's because I want the people who take their time. Remember, people are giving you their time. They're either giving you their time or they're giving you their money. And whatever one that is, it's equally as important as you give back to them something of value. So when I write an email, just for an example, one 15-minute part of my day would look like starting to, and probably not even finishing it in that 15-minute period, drafting out an email. And I don't care if it's a paragraph or five paragraphs, it still requires the thinking part and sending it out to my list or posting on social media. So when we were going through some very difficult times, I really learned how to have that rifle mentality. I want to make sure that I'm focused on the target. So when I do decide to pull the trigger, at least I've got a really great opportunity on hitting it and hitting it flush. And a lot of what we talked about in Vegas this past weekend at the live event was that part of talking about, here's the target, you know, your message, you know, what is point A? Where is your target market right now? Point A being they are stuck. Point B is the desired state they want to get into. You know, they want to get unstuck. And in between point A and point B, that's your zone of genius that you're going to share with people. And everybody has that zone of genius. So when I came back from Vegas and, you know, schools are now closing, we're supposed to have our Ohio here. We have our primary voting that closed today. There's a lot of uncertainty. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty. You don't know tomorrow what something else is going to close and things like that. There's always rumors they're bringing a National Guard in and things like that. But here's the one thing that will not change. What will not change, at least when I wake up, is I want to make sure that I record a podcast, I write, I put some content out there, I keep the coaching going, I'm doing online coaching, keeping the calendar open, all of that stuff. Hey, by the way, go to Launch with Sam, book your call. What a great time. What a great time for you and I to talk. What a great time for you to book a call and we can get on the phone, man, and we can start sharing some creative, unconventional ways for you to make every day Saturday. So go ahead, get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com and I'll call you. I got a lot more time on my hands now because I got four kids that are home now, and including my daughter from college, which has been canceled now for the rest of the year as well. So, hey, a lot of great reasons for me to stay on coaching calls and speak to prospects as well. But just don't allow yourself to, you know, allow your mind to go out there and let the enemy to allow you to go out there and start doubting this thing that you want to do. To say, well, you know, we have the coronavirus and there's all this uncertainty. Yes, there is a lot of uncertainty, but let's just put that out there. You know, some people are like, well, you know, let's not really look, give it the attention that it gives. Don't give it any more than that, but give it the attention it deserves. And now ask yourself the question, what can you do in this environment? You know, how can you operate differently? Do you have to now learn how to do Zoom calls or operate online? Do you now have to develop a little bit of a different part of your platform and your message that maybe you didn't have to do a month ago? That's okay. You know, that's okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. That's called adapting. And if you can adapt quicker and pivot faster than people in your market, then you're going to get paid more and you're going to get paid faster. You know, if you can provide that value, but in a way now where the landscape has changed a little bit, maybe you can do it in a different way than other people are doing it. And you can communicate that properly, getting people from point A to point B. You're going to get paid. I mean, don't make this into like, oh, wow, this is the end times and my business is going to shut down. That's not the case. You know, you've already seen it. I'm sure you're getting the same emails I get. You see people posting out there who are the ethical. This is how you do it ethically. I've gotten emails from marketers and I have no problem with them using this angle of, hey, how you can make money during the coronavirus. Okay, they're not saying how you can make money off of the coronavirus. That would be not very good at all. They're saying, how in this environment can you take advantage of working from home or different things that are now in your life that weren't there and really leveraging those for good? And, oh, by the way, the most important thing, to help others. So that's really my prayer for you today, is to have the rifle mentality, not the shotgun. How can I go do 25 different things, press the trigger, and maybe something hits the target? No, get really, this is an opportunity for you to say, all right, for 15 minutes, I'm going to compartmentalize and think about this. And oh, by the way, don't forget about your spiritual and your physical health, okay? Make sure if, like our gym closed now, okay? So I've got to figure out, and I will figure out, and I'm going to do it today, push-ups. And there's this thing that this guy I follow on Twitter was talking about, handstand handstand, shoulder handstands. You know what I'm talking about? Like doing push-ups when you're doing it. I can't wait. I'm sure my kids are going to see me doing that. I'm like, Dad, what in the hell? So, you know, push-ups and sit-ups and going for a run. Make sure you take care of your body, man. This is a great opportunity for you to focus on your spiritual, mental, and physical health. Don't let that slide because your environment changed a little bit. That is so important. You know what really boosts the immune system? Eating well and getting a lot of rest. That boosts the immune system more than anything does. So use this opportunity to maybe think a little bit differently. Use that rifle mentality. And hey, look, if I can help you, I absolutely want to be here for you. You know my talents. You know what I've been doing. You know what it is that I specialize in, an elite online and offline business coach, somebody who can inspire you to really get going and monetize your own zone of genius. I'd love to help you do it. I would love to help you do it. But more importantly, you make sure you get the rest. You keep your routine the way it is, especially if it's a good one. And then also take advantage of these times over the next 60 to 90 days. And I think what you're going to find is a different talent, a different specialty, a different method, a different system that you were able to develop because you were forced to. You know, and that's not a bad thing, being forced into this stuff. So hopefully you'll, from 5 years ago when I had to learn how to do this stuff, maybe this is an opportunity now, hopefully, that you'll look back 5 years from now and say, you know, had it not been for that coronavirus period of time that we all had to go through in the spring of 2020, especially here in the U.S., I would not have learned this, whatever it is, whatever that method and system is that you're going to develop now. All right. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.